Lively Stones Meditations for Tuesday, 26th October 2021. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. For quite a few days now, the Lord has reminded me of Proverbs 18. I've read and reread it, but I cannot see the exact inspiration that led me to it in the first place. What I can see is that it refers to what we say, what our mouths speak, and whether the words that fall from the tongue are good or bad. But then, in the centre of the chapter, I read the verse above and followed the line that is at the heart of it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. A lot of castles in Scotland began as tower houses. It was an old form of building which brought security and safety from attackers. It was only in comparatively easier times that castles moved from being impregnable fortresses to become country houses, mansions and palaces. When we lived in Ireland some years ago, the ancient monastic site at Glendalough was only a few miles away. In the midst of it was a tower, the door of which was many feet above ground level, so that the monks, once inside the tower, could pull in the access ladder and keep safe from marauding invaders. We can readily see that, secure within the strength of the Lord's tower, safe in our faith in him, we who look to him to guide us in his righteousness know that the attacking words of the naysayers and unbelievers cannot drag us off course, protected as we are from assault by his everlasting embrace. But consider the words that surround this central truth. Why are these words central to a passage which speaks of the foolish and that the words of a man's mouth are deep waters? Verse 21 tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We are being shown that what we speak reveals more about us than we like to think, suggesting that having a listening ear will be of more benefit. The attack on the Capitol in Washington on January the 6th was only possible by the words that were spoken in many quarters to build a fever of conspiracy, deception and anger in the hearts of the rioters. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Verse 12a. Verse 1 is especially powerful in this regard. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. The Lord's tower of his nature, his name, is surrounded by such rage, and we need his peace to shield us from that rage in the world. A Holy Walk, Oswald Chambers on Faith. Many of us have no faith in God at all, but only faith in what he has done for us. And when these things are not apparent, we lose our faith and say, "Why should this happen to me?" From Baffled to Fight Better.